Hello everyone, I'm Robbie Dorman, and this is A Serial Fanaticist, the podcast for fans of everything. Welcome. Today, I'm joined by my handsome boys co-host, Eric Z. Goodnight, with something a little different. This is the first episode in a series we are calling Bro Accountability. In it, Eric and I will be doing weekly fitness check-ins with each other and recording our conversations. You'll be hearing five of these conversations now, starting with our zero session, so to speak, and ending with our last check-in of January. This is an effort to take control of our health and fitness, to help each other stay accountable, and hopefully talk about a lot of related health and body image topics. A month in, it's been very helpful, and I also think it's an interesting conversation to listen to. On to the discussion! This is week one of the Accounter Bros. Name still pending. We'll see if it gets better. It might.
I mean, how can it get better than that? It's already brotacular.
It's already golden. How could it get better than gold?
It's true. Stay gold, bro.
This is me and Eric's health accountability podcast. Whatever you want to talk about that. The why, the mission statement. I think to help keep us accountable to each other throughout the year of 2020 and maybe broach larger men's health questions probably as well. Does that sound?
I mean, I think it'll definitely come up. And for anyone that chooses to witness and take the full gear challenge with us, it'll be on discussion. We'll be talking about diet, fitness, exercise, weight training, all kinds of important health related things.
Struggles, successes, challenges. Why are we doing this, Eric?
I proposed this. I pitched this at you. Oh, gosh, I forget when it was we saw each other last. I guess I thought of it
before Christmas.
The last time we were hanging out, just before Christmas. And I know for me, it's been a very tough couple of years, but this year has been exceptionally bad. My health has been really bad. And I've lost a lot of my athleticism and mobility, and I'm having a challenge kind of finding the reserves to force myself to do things. And it's better to not leave it up to willpower. It's better to have someone help you be accountable.
No, it's useful to have a friend to keep you honest, frankly, with yourself and with them. And I also have struggled in 2019, the past year, to maintain a diet. I maintain a diet that is healthy, that and not fall into traps that I've fallen into my entire life, basically.
Right.
And also struggling just with aging and not being as fit as I once was and as fit as I'd like to be. And I'd like to find a healthy medium somewhere. And this is as good a method as any to try and do that and explore that. And I think talking it out with you would probably be helpful.
Yeah.
Just it helps you realize things. Not necessarily you're not going to realize by yourself. And I think it can help us both.
They say that one of the big things about why CrossFit works is not because there's some kind of magic to the dumber parts of what CrossFit is, the muscle confusion and all the dumb shit that they do, that you're in a community with a bunch of people that care about your eating habits and fitness, and in general, as Americans, we don't have that.
Right.
I know when I was working out with my friend Peter Baker, 3 and 4 times a week, it was a lot easier. I had him to help me be accountable.
Right.
And setting that up, like it never was like, oh God, do I want to go work out with Pete? Do I not? It was just like, no, Pete's there. Like, I have to do this. Like that. I don't know. I don't have to dig down into the reserves for that.
Right. It's easy. It's, you're not relying solely on willpower.
It is in general pretty dumb to force your willpower, because you have a limited amount.
Right.
You're going to, and you know, whether it's the first thing you get up in the morning and you have to do it, or you have to
do it after work.
Yeah.
And either way,
it's tough to find that one way or the other, particularly when it's like, oh, it's 5 o'clock. I got to get up and get to the gym so I can be to work on time or be here on time or do whatever. Like, I think most of us just roll over and go to sleep. It's just more human.
Right.
But I don't know. Never had a problem when I was meeting Pete. And that's part of this.
Right.
You know, part of my thought process.
Right. And I think that's a solid enough basis. We're going to do this for a year. We're going to meet weekly. We're going to talk to each other about what we want, what we are doing, how we failed, how we succeeded over that each week. We're going to compile those recordings, just hopefully something listenable, and put it out there. I think that's good enough for the why. Now for the how.
Yeah. I have a pretty clear, and we can, at least in terms of the workouts and stuff, I can share you the information that I have.
Right.
But I'm curious sort of what your plans were.
I don't really have anything specific yet. I'm still, at least not for the diet. This is what I want. Mm-hmm. Is it achievable? I don't know. Mm-hmm. What I want is to break out of eating habits that I've kept my entire life,
mm-hmm.
and eat reasonable sized meals, 3 a day,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
not in crazy calorie deficits, moderate calorie deficits,
mm-hmm.
paired along with, you know, simple workouts of riding my bike for cardio,
mm-hmm.
and I've got the Ring Fit Adventure game for the Switch. And mm-hmm. I'm trying that out to start and see how that goes, because I tried it one time already and it kicked my butt. So
interesting.
I'm going to see how that goes, pairing with just simple bike riding and cardio, try and make it so that I got my bike so I could get around the neighborhood really easily. But turns out I'm out of shape and it's not easy. So I want to be able to do that.
Biking is it's easier than running, but it's hard. But I mean, cardio is very important. I would suggest just doing some walking for cardio, at least for a couple of weeks.
It's
3 to 3 or 4 miles, I think, is it takes so long to walk, but it's really good for you.
It does. That is my main. It's like, it just takes so long to walk.
Well, that's another reason that I specifically wanted to talk to you about this, is we both have a tremendous amount of creative work, and I'm probably going to be traveling a couple of times for art. You know, you'll travel for vacation. We'll do all these things. So we have to figure out how we're going to make it work and
right.
what we can do in these extreme circumstances.
Right.
And because the creative work can't really suffer as a, you know, part of it.
No. And also the bike riding is just, I like running. I know you hate mm-hmm. it. I like
it's
running.
The worst, man. I've it's batshit insane. You just said that sentence.
Well, the problem is I can't run anymore. My body can't handle it. So I'm going to try and ride my bike and see how that goes instead. Try and biking like the way I liked running.
I think you should ultimately set a goal to begin running again, because you are not that old. I was older than you when I got in really very good shape.
No, man, literally, my back, I tried to get back into running. I did catch the 5K. Literally, my back will not let me run anymore. And I'm sure...
You need to train and strengthen your back.
I need to lose weight is the first step in that. So, yes, that is part of this.
You can do all these things concurrently. They're all part of...
When my back hurts so much that I can't... When my back hurts so much that I can't sleep, running will not work.
I understand. You have to do what you can.
Yes, and that's the running makes my back hurt so much that I cannot sleep. I get sciatica pain.
I understand.
So not pleasant. I did something to it probably when I was weightlifting in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably when it started. And not getting back surgery. So losing weight is hopefully a way to ease those symptoms. So all the way back around to fitness and dieting. The dieting part is really just like a small breakfast, reasonable lunch, reasonable dinner. I've never been able to maintain that ever in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the goal.
My strategy is different. I want to try and keep a very similar intake as often as I can. Try and cook for myself more than I used to. I read Peter Baker's book, my friend Peter Baker. I read his book and thought he said a lot of interesting things in it. So really sort of based on what I know from what he's presented to me, I want to try and eat maintenance calories every day when possible, because eating less can create problems in the future, and try and increase my sort of daily activity for a calorie deficit.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I mean, I still need to be doing the things that make me stronger and increase my athleticism, you know, increasing my cardio, probably doing some HIIT training, probably walking, probably never running because fuck running. maybe a little bit, but fuck running for the most part. Mostly weight training, HIIT training. Maybe I will go back to the jiu-jitsu gym. I have been missing it. It's been like a year and a half. I've been off. Maybe it's been almost 2 years. I don't remember. It's been a while. It's been quite some time. But those are like, weight loss is important to me, like, and muscle gain. But really, this is if I can just sort of work out my chest, back, and arms for the sake of vanity and normalize my eating, like, I wouldn't hate it. You know, I'm going to take gains in any direction. This is really sort of about progressing.
Mm-hmm.
And getting better.
Feeling better.
Yeah. Starting where I'm at. It's been tough. You know, breathing is more challenging. It's different because I was in 2016 and early 2017 as fit as I had been in my adult life, and it's cratered. And I don't think I'm so far gone. Like, I don't know, even earlier in 2019, I was lifting very well and doing pretty hard workouts. And I think I have a tendency to think I'm more decrepit than I am. But I want to train these things. I want to increase my athletic ability again and, you know, those things. Calorie deficit through exercise and try and scale up the amount of times that I can go and work harder. I think for the next couple of weeks, I'll shoot for twice a week. And from then on, it's going to be three or four times.
Yeah. And I think that's
we'll see from there.
That's a good, a good plan to start probably for myself as well. I want to do biking, and I want to do the Ring Fit Adventure sessions as much as my body is willing. You know, I did one of the Ring Fit thing, and it's like maybe 25-minute workout.
Mm-hmm.
But my legs are been murdering me for the past 2 days because of just haven't been using those muscles very much, you know, sitting and doing nothing. So
this is what happens when you write 4 novels in a year.
Yeah, exactly. Your legs atrophy.
It's like being in space.
It is. I just want to two a week is probably a reasonable goal. And, you know, if I feel good enough to do more, then I will. But I don't any more than that, I think is, you know, bonus.
I think it is important to push yourself when you can, because the goal has to be improvement whenever right. possible. And I find that I let myself off the hook that, like, Peter was very good at not just holding me accountable, but pushing me beyond limits that I didn't think I would. Like, I did things working out with Peter that a couple of years ago I would have laughed at you. I have not been able to do since I was 17 years old.
Right.
I don't know that we'll be able to get those kind of results out of each other, but, you know, certainly we need to try what we can.
Right.
You don't intend to have any kind of weight training as part of your regimen then?
Not to start. I
think that's fair.
I want to lean down first and then see where I'm at.
Yeah.
I'm not against weight training, but I think I initially just want to focus on lean muscle, if anything, mm-hmm. and losing weight. And then once I'm at a place where I feel better,
yeah,
then maybe build the muscle back up, you know? And then
I think just getting your general activity limit up, your daily activity limit or daily activity up will help you feel better, lose some weight, and probably help your back feel some better.
Right. Yes. All those things.
Have you explored using a roller on your back?
I have. I mean,
good?
It's really not. It's really just about resting it for the mm-hmm. and stretching helps, but it's, you know, it's really just I've multiple times tried to go back to running and it just makes it worse again. And then I wait, I rest, I stretch once in a while and it makes it feel better. And I feel better again. It's just that it's the impact of the running has high impact stuff on my feet.
Well, so this does support my theory that running is terrible.
it's not great.
You could also try low impact things.
I mean, that's the beauty.
Like using the elliptical.
Yes.
At the gym.
Like Christopher Daniels.
He does like the elliptical.
The Ring Fit has a silent mode, which is basically instead of running, you just do squats. You run in place in the game. But instead of you do squats, and my legs are certainly feeling that. I mean, I think that's a reasonable one first week. Just, you know, try and exercise twice. I think as of dieting, it's just maintain a moderate calorie deficit for me. That's pretty much it. Just and try and reach consistency with that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go crazy. I'm just going to say, try and test the waters, find what works.
I know in my experience, it is better to do a moderate amount at first and scale up.
Right. As you feel,
particularly after so long away,
mm-hmm.
it's better to do less consistently than to go hard a couple of times and then stop forever.
Yeah.
Which is what most people do with their exercise.
Yes. I think that's about it. Is there anything else you want to say before we cut it for the week?
I don't think so. I mean, I can go into more specifics about all of that, and I think there'll be a part of this where we're talking off the record in terms of more specifics, which we might, depending on how we feel about it, we might share, we might not.
Mm-hmm.
But I will not. I mean, I probably should, because I did not. This, like we said about accountability, I did not go to the gym tonight, despite planning to. I don't know how I'm going to feel about going to the gym tomorrow morning after staying up and watching Wrestle Kingdom.
You could always watch it but at the gym.
Yeah, that's true. We're gonna, well, only if it's a 24-hour gym.
That's, I mean, I would just wake up very early and avoid Twitter and then watch it on demand.
Yeah. Well, actually, don't they take like a couple of hours to get it ready?
As long as you start watching it before it ends.
Yeah.
You can start from the beginning.
Interesting.
So I'll be up in time to start it from the beginning. And you will too, knowing how early you get up.
It's been nice working at this new place. I get up later now.
Well, okay. But I think that's a good start. I think we can go into more details next time, and we can discuss things, you know, off mic as well about how further we want to talk about whatever. So until next time. All right, this is Bro Accountability Week 1 check-in. It's technically like a little bit over a week, but whatever. We're not going to.
It's weekish. I don't think.
It's roughly 7 days.
What am I, a fucking scientist? a calendarologist?
What am I, calendar man?
Mm-hmm. I'm the TikTok man.
The long Halloween over here.
It's true.
We had 1 week of our trying to be fit and eat well and exercise some. Eric, how you doing? How
terrible.
Terrible. That's not good. Terrible's bad.
I mean, I think I'm being more down on myself than I need to be. But
probably, yes. It's only been a week.
It's not been... More or less, I'm just really upset at myself. Because one of the things about being a smart person is you can rationalize anything to yourself. And I'm very, very good at rationalizing that I will have time other days, or I will do this, or I will do that, and I use all the time that I have to exercise. I use it to fucking goof off or whatever, but whether I need it or not, it's unclear. But I'm very upset at myself that I have not done more, but I have not done nothing. But I guess it's better than nothing. How has your week been?
It's been okay. I don't want to use the word good, I guess. I mean, I did the Ring Fit Adventure thing twice, which are, those are pretty strenuous, honestly.
Well, that was your, I haven't looked up what Ring Fit Adventure is, and I might laugh at you
It's basically like, you use a Pilates ring, basically, along with the Joy-Cons, one strapped to your leg and one in the ring, and the motion sensors in that will sense your movement, and you do a bunch of, it's basically like circuit training, like with a little bit, like with an RPG video game in front of you, and like you're fighting monsters with doing exercises, certain monsters. I'm going to talk about this probably in Handsome Boys too this week, but it's basically like,
you can't cross the streams, like, Robbie.
The Handsome Boys will come actually, out long.
The whole point of the internet is crossing the streams. Yeah, so
Handsome Boys
Ghostbusters was lying to us.
I guess it's cross the streams a lot. It's more helpful. It's basically a circuit training thing, and it works. It's pretty good at making you do exercises for your legs, your core, your arms, everything. It stretches you out. It's pretty good so far. I like it. And it's, I don't have to go to a gym. I can do it in my own house. Doesn't require a lot of room. It's low impact, which is important. I rode my bike once. I want to do that more, but until I can't do that when I'm sore from squatting. So I'm going to wait until my legs, you know, I went out and walked on the days where I was too sore to do much anything else. So it was fine. My diet is, I think I'm doing a decent job at keeping my calories like slightly under maybe, a slight deficit, but not crazy deficit. I think I've maintained a good of like eating three meals a day and not being gluttonous and just like binging on a certain meal because I'm hungry all of a sudden. I think it's helped me. I've had small breakfasts.
Yeah, that's how we say it, Precious.
Breakfasts. Small breakfast, like a large lunch, relatively, and then a medium dinner. And I think that is, I've tried to stick to that. I've done a decent job at that.
Well, it sounds like you've really met all of your goals. Why are you hesitant to say that you did well?
Because I want to keep myself humble.
That's stupid.
I work better if I
you want
if
me
I
stay you want humble. To be humbled, I'll humble you.
Okay. I mean, that's fine too. I'm used to it. it's the mindset that's helped me so far. And it's one I think that I've never really understood before. Not embodied, but understood and took it to heart. While I've been trying to, whenever I've lost, try to lose weight, it's always like, well, I need to do this. How much weight have I lost this week? How much weight have I lost this month? I feel like there's like this urgency about it. Like when it's not, I don't need to worry. It's not a thing that's going to get done in a week or a month. It's a year. This is a year. And I think this project, whatever we want to call this, is kind of helped me realize that it's like writing a book. It's not a thing that this is a long term
yes
project. So one single day, whatever I do in a single day, if I do what I do well or I do poorly, it's not going to make or break me. I can't, and I don't want, if I do poorly on a day, let's say I eat too much or I get ice cream, or I haven't done that, but if I do, I'm sure I will at some point. Ice cream is really good. It's not the end of the world. You get back on the wagon. You have a year to try and make progress. So I think that long-term thinking has helped me stay calm about it, which is I think worthwhile. What is keeping you from working out? Is it just usually you're just tired?
No, in general, I mean, I fucking am slap ate up with ADHD, like a problem that a lot of people have is taking action on things and getting stuck on stuff. Like, there's a popular ADHD account that I followed where she listed like three or four simple chores. And she's like, I get stuck on and it's like she breaks it down into like 8 or 9 steps. You know, it's like, get the dirty laundry, put it in the thing, put it to do this, do that. And it's like, and usually I get stuck on one of these steps and I'm like, my God, this is just what my life is like. And a lot of times they say it's an emotional regulation problem, in terms of like choosing to do things, because we don't do things because they're logical. We do things because we're spurned to, or we have emotion to. And I don't know. It's challenging for me. And it's also challenging for me when I don't get immediate, like, positive feedback from something. And going to the gym is basically all negative feedback. So it's tough to sort of deal with that. So I procrastinate on it as much as possible. And I don't know. That's the trap that I keep falling into.
Where's your gym?
It's near work.
Okay, so you'd go before or after work?
Yeah, that was the plan. I never seem to get up early enough to go before work, and at the end of the day, it's just right there, sort of in this uncanny valley of, you know, I need to look into my pit of willpower and find the courage to make myself go to this place. You know, I like the gains, and sometimes I even like the work. I think that was a big part of why working with Peter it was mostly just him and me one-on-one, and I got to talk to him, and we became good friends. So it was nice. There was positive things about it. The gym is just a bunch of unpleasant, ripped people that don't really talk to me and look down on me. You know, I don't think they do it like in necessarily a mean way, but like, you know, I've been fucking lifting weights my whole life, and some 27-year-old is going to come over and like correct my form on something. It's annoying. It doesn't happen a lot, but people assume things. It's really annoying. Mostly people leave you the fuck alone, though, thankfully.
Is there anything
go ahead. You ask.
I was going to say, is there anything you think you could do to make it easier on yourself?
I have no idea. If I knew that, I'd probably be dick skin ripped at this point.
You keep saying that.
It's a thing that Pete says.
It's disgusting.
It's a thing that I've seen other bodybuilders say it too. It's so funny. It's evocative.
No, it's disgusting. So gross.
That's why it's evocative.
That's not evocative. Is not okay.
What are you scared of?
I'm not scared of anything. I just don't like hearing gross things in my ears at 9 a.m.
This is some fucking quitter talk, man.
Okay. Well, how's the dieting going? Dieting.
Better. Better. You know, there's been some successes, and a sort of a part of my personality is I'm not necessarily good. Like, I'm very, very, very hard on myself. And I was really bummed. Like, I'm like, oh, God, I'm just eating like a fucking hog and I'm blah, 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 blah. And I'm not, you know, like when I count the calories that I'm actually consuming, I'm actually able to. I mean, my macros are going to be weird. That's like, it's very different than what I was doing. Like, it's a lot more starch. It's still a pretty reasonable amount of protein, probably as much or more as a normal person gets in a day. I would say big successes is I didn't even think about it, but I completely have given up diet soda for several weeks at this point.
I have as well.
Yeah, it's not the easiest thing. Like, I was having, I mean, basically as much as I wanted, 2 or 3 a day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
okay, so Eric, what are our goals for week 2?
For me, I don't know why I am typically challenged to start. This is the way that it was when I started the diet with Peter, that it took me a while to get my head around it. My goals are the same. I have to get to the gym 2 times because I failed that.
Okay. I mean, I think I'm the same. And I think I'm going to, you know, try and stay easy. I mean, not easy, achievable goals. Mm-hmm. So do Ring Fit / bike rides twice, at least twice. If my body lets me, I'll do more.
You say it sounds like you did considerably more than that, particularly if you're walking on the off days also.
Yeah, but the walking is not strenuous for walking, you know.
It's strenuous, but like, I still have a hard time making myself do it.
I mean, I didn't walk every day. I just would, I walked twice. I rode my bike once. I did the Ring Fit twice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, it's not every day was I moving, which I probably should do, but it's also like, it's the constant push and pull of I want to get work done. And if I want to walk, yeah, it's going to take an hour of my day.
I will say that procrastinating from going to the gym has forced me to create more artwork. And that is that's a relative positive. Has that happened to you at all?
I mean,
you seem to have hit all your goals. So, bleh.
I mean, I think I'm revising, which is the thing I hate the most.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's really like, oh, I'm going to go work out instead of staring at this chapter for an hour. Yeah. Here, Eric, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What if for this week your goal was to get to the gym once?
What, this week?
Yeah, for the next week, week 2.
Yeah.
Just one time.
I mean, and maybe that is part of what I need to do is, I don't know, set smaller goals, whatever.
Rip off that Band-Aid.
Yeah. Eat the frog, as we said.
Mm-hmm. Bite the bullet. But
probably didn't record.
We did not record by eating the frog. But that's what I would say. Yeah. Just try and go once. Don't worry about twice. Twice is too many. Yeah. Too many. Just try and go once.
I mean, if I'm being perfectly honest, thinking about that does kind of change it, and it makes it less onerous that I think, like, oh, okay, well, I can do one. Like, that's not hard. And for some reason, like, changing something like that does make it feel better. I don't know. It's weird, man.
Say, go once and you see how you feel.
Yeah.
Afterwards. That's see how you feel when, like, the day after and the 2 days after and 3 days after. And if you're feeling great, you can go again. If you're not feeling great, you can just go for a walk.
Are you recording your, you recording a food journal?
No, not formally. I keep track of, like, this is a good meal. This is, it is filling, it's healthy, it's relatively low in calories. I'll file that away, but.
You should probably do that. Even if you're just writing down what it is that you're having, I would recommend it. It is probably the single most important thing.
Oh, diet, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, holding yourself to a level of accountability.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the single most important thing that you can do.
It was the
first thing that me and Pete talked about, but it took me. I mean, you saw how I went around the problem. I built a crazy person spreadsheet that does math for you, because that is how my brain works around problems. Like, I don't just sit down and do a simple thing. I have to build crazy scaffolding and infrastructure to do it.
Okay, Eric.
But I would recommend some simple kind of food journal. I think any gains that you have, I mean, it's okay to just improve your strength and strengthen your back, and it's okay to just have gains in one area. But I think you would have tremendous success with some kind of food journal, whatever it is.
So for week two, my goals are basically the same. I would say for you, just get to the gym once. I think you're doing fine. Yeah. You seem fine with your food. I think your diet seems, you're perceived.
It really is better than it is. Eating mostly at home is nice. And
yeah,
being able to keep at my caloric needs and not be starving. It really is bigger than it is. And it feels, I don't know, it feels good to talk about it, I guess.
Right,
I've been really, I don't know, it's been stuck on loop in my head that I'm just completely fucking up.
You're fine. It's a long road. Yeah. So if you stumble once, it's okay. You just, you fall down and you pick yourself up again. Or I'm here. I'll help pick you up, even though my back is a little sore.
Yeah, you are the wind beneath my wings.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
We'll have to work on a harmony.
I guess that's fair.
Like when we sang Electric Eye to Sabretooth.
I'm made of metal. My seconds gleam. I would say just get to the gym once.
Yeah.
It's all just one time.
Yeah.
And then once you do that and you feel confident that you can do it once, then maybe step it up to two. But worry about one time.
I think that the we'll just start with one. I don't need to think about anything else, because whatever it is, it's giving me a terrible emotional barrier to doing even the simplest thing. So we'll stick with figuring out once.
There you go. You can do it. I believe in you. That'll do it for us for this week. This is our week two check-in of Brocountability. Staying firm with the name.
I like bros and I like accountability. You're my bro. I like you.
There you go. So after week two, how are you feeling, Eric?
Better. Very stressed at the moment. I am driving to Lakeland Comic Con. I'm running about an hour behind. And I have metal racks on my head because they just barely fit in my car, and in order to fit, they have to be on my head. So it's unpleasant, but I think in terms of goals, this has been a much more encouraging week. I felt pretty good about it.
Did you get to the gym?
Three times.
See, there you go.
I mean, really, really the actual gym twice, but I did a pretty extensive arm workout at home. Felt pretty good about it. Also just moved a lot of heavy shit, which is also heavy and hard to do, but it doesn't really, really count for exercise. It's just sort of extra.
It's a little, I see.
It has gotten easier to, track my macros every day. I'm still not really certain what I want my, like, targets to be. Right now, I'm eating a lot more carbs because I'm having, like, oatmeal in the morning and rice and veggies with beef at night. Basically keeping that rhythm all week. So I might cut some carbs, but things are pretty good now. We'll see how it goes. What's up with you?
I did my two Ring Fit workouts. It's all right. I feel better as a whole. And I think it's just mostly because I'm not eating garbage and I'm moving around.
Exercise really does. Like, I have so many friends that are maybe a little older than me, but most of them are your age. You know, you're several years younger than me. And they're just like, oh my God, I'm so old and everything hurts. And I'm like, just exercise like a fucking little bit and you feel amazing. Like, I don't know. There's a reason that, like, people that do exercise stay young looking forever. It's shocking how good it is for you.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this hypocritically because, you know, I will avoid the shit out of it.
I mean, it's hard. It's hard work. It's not necessarily pleasant while you're doing it, but.
No, it's great and pleasant. And if it's not hard work, it's not really doing you any good.
No, I have found myself with the ring, even like this is the, it was fourth and fifth time using the Ring Fit game. It's easier. It's the exercises I've been, I'm still like completely out of breath and sweating buckets by the time I finish, but it's not, I'm not wrecked afterward. I'm not like done for days. Like I could go back and do it again. If I really wanted to, I wouldn't be, you know, I'm not incapacitated anymore. You know, it gets easier as I've gone.
I'm also seeing some gains kind of like that I don't feel as tired. I was actually really pleased because I did that home workout a little bit after going to the gym. And, like, I was sore, very sore, and then did that home workout kind of soonish after. And it helped me recover faster. So I'm like, I've been to the gym more and I'm less sore, which is fantastic. So like to be less out of breath, to feel less tired, to recover faster. I think, you know, more rather than less seems to be the answer.
Yeah. I mean, I would like to, I haven't really gone outside and done any walking or biking. It's mostly because the weather's been effing miserable, so I don't really want to go outside in the middle when it's raining or wet and gross. Hopefully the weather.
It's been mostly nice here, but I've not walked at all. I wish I'd been able to keep my activity level up every day, but it has been a very busy week. So I don't know. You kind of have to take the workouts you can when you have them.
Yeah,
I actually worked out Wednesday before Dynamite, which is a thing I typically don't do.
I mean, my diet has been fairly, I've been pretty holding steady with like reasonably sized meals, mm-hmm. No gorging, no, oh, I want seconds. Why do you want seconds? Are you actually hungry? Like, I mean, wait 5 minutes. Sure.
For me, it takes more like 40.
40 minutes to know that if you're hungry or not?
Yes.
Yeah, it's very much like, I mean, it's a habit that I've had my entire life. It's not something that is just going to go away.
No.
I have to, but I'm trying to slow myself down while I eat. I'm trying to eat
whole grains and vegetables, lots of vegetables. Eat.
That is really insanely good for you.
Yes. And just try and make sure I know I'm getting enough nutrients and stuff like that. Not eating empty food, basically, is really the main thing.
Yeah.
Don't eat empty food. Yeah. Eat food.
Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, eat food that has, you know, when you eat, you're eating protein. If I'm eating carbs, make sure that they're carbs that have a lot of nutrients in them. Eat whole grains, eat, oatmeal and, things like that. If I'm having fruit, it's a little tiny bit of fruit just to flavor something. Not necessarily I'm going to eat, a whole watermelon or something stupid.
When have you eaten a whole watermelon?
Many times in my life.
Wow. I hate watermelon. We've had this discussion multiple times, haven't we?
We have. But
you're the melon. You're the melon man.
I'm a melon head. You can call it. but I have in my life eaten, sat down, just, I'm gonna get a watermelon. I'm like, why? What am I doing? And it's very.
I'm gonna say, bud, of all the fucking things to eat a whole thing of. First of all, I think it's the most clownish, but like it's fine to eat a whole watermelon compared to a lot of things. Like if I sat down and ate a whole pizza, which I think both of us will agree is way easier. Like a whole pizza, a medium from Domino's is like 3,000 calories, and that's my whole maintenance calories for a day. I can eat two meals and then eat a whole pizza, and that's bad. But like I bet honestly, a whole watermelon probably only has maybe 1,500 calories. Like that's not that ridiculous, and there's tons of good nutrition, and like fruit has a ton of fiber in it. Like if you were drinking a whole bottle of juice, that's way worse for you than eating a whole watermelon.
1,300 calories roughly.
Yeah.
So that's what the internet tells me.
Totally off the cuff there. That was a pretty good guess.
Right. But it's mostly just that. It's just like, all right, have meals that are reasonably sized.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel better. I don't feel like garbage.
That's a good thing, and I'm very happy for you. I personally struggle with that word reasonable, because I find that my definition of reasonable shifts. It's like that idea of all things in moderation. So, I'm being moderate, so I might as well just, let's be extreme once in a while. And that doesn't work. I have to be very regimented in order to control what goes into my body. Like, there's been a couple of times over the past year and a half when I was trying to get back on counting my macros, where I would just like, okay, I've been very strict with myself. I'm going to let myself just sort of eat a little bit more on the weekends. Turns out it's very bad to do that. And it is very easy to get out of control. And it's very easy to throw away all the gains that you make during the week. So I myself struggle with that axiom of eat moderately, eat reasonably, because I find that my definition of reasonable explodes. It becomes anything.
I'm using basically my dishes, like the literal plates, guide. Like I have for breakfast I use a small plate, so yeah. If it fits on a small plate, that's breakfast roughly. This is not hard and fast rule. For lunch or dinner, I'll have a bigger meal, but it's like I'll use a bowl, a regular sized bowl. I'll fill it one time, and that is actually, like, if I eat that and then I wait and I'm like, wait a second, that is enough food, I am not hungry anymore.
Yeah.
And I do that. And if it's a, like, or I'll have a plate and they're like, okay, so I put like a protein over here, there's a bunch of veggies on one side, it fills the plate. That is enough food. I don't need
that's to eat. That's a very good, that's a very good method. Very, very, achievable, I'd say.
I mean, it's like, yeah, I could, and I, it's not, I do have, when I'm eating something for the first time, I do rough. I look up the, you know, how many calories this is, how much calories is that, and like I get a rough idea. But after that, I just go, okay, I'm not going to weigh out how much squash is in this bowl, but I know it's in this bowl. It's not overflowing. I feel full after I'm done. That's good enough.
There's certainly a point where you should get to in your tracking where it should just be sort of automatic. You know, like I know how much rice I'm making for the day, and I'm not making more than that. So, like, I don't need to, like, specifically measure it out or weigh stuff. Right. I've done a lot of food weighing in my life. I'm actually thinking about buying myself. They have relatively pretty good and inexpensive scales on Amazon, but my last one broke after about 3 years of using it. I think I threw it out, but I should get a new one, I think.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is handy to weigh grains, and particularly when I'm buying proteins that aren't pre-measured. I'm using a lot of pre-measured ones now, but if I'm going to start, I think I'm going to start incorporating, I've been eating a lot of beef, but I think I'm going to start incorporating more chicken into my diet to go along with it, because I want a higher protein per day target. I also was listening to stupid ass Simon Miller talk about whey protein, and I think I'm going to be a big dumb mark and buy some of that too.
Godspeed.
I know, it's dumb. I've never really seen gains from it, but people swear by it, and nutritionists, or at least bodybuilders that have good results, they swear by, you know, the whole, like, absorption of the good things in whey protein, specifically after workouts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it might do me well to eat a little bit less at my three meals and sort of have a smaller snack after the gym. Like get a bottle of whey protein ready to go after lifting, something like that. I'll just have to try and make it fit, but I don't know. I'm eager to give it a shot. We'll see.
What are your goals for the next week?
I'm for the time being, I'm going to have to keep it at, my goal is to just work out once so I don't beat myself up over it. And I think, like, I want to encourage myself to go back for more if I can.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice to get 2 and 3 done. And I think at the very least, maybe I can get some workouts at home, but this weekend is basically shot. I will not be able to get to the gym, and Saturdays and Sundays are great times to be able to leisurely get to the gym. Like, I can work out for a whole hour and don't have to rush home and yada, yada, yada. So I don't know. I'm going to shoot for at least one time and try and do more.
I mean, I think that's reasonable. I mean,
it worked this week.
Yeah.
And I think if you go.
I was just saying this is still only week 3. Out of 52. It's not, you know, you establishing a rhythm is very important, establishing what you can and cannot do. And the more you do it when you have reasonable goals, makes it more achievable when you want to maybe step it up a little bit, but that you don't have to do that. You really never have to do that. You know, whatever works is ultimately what you want, not necessarily, I have to have a goal of going 4 times a week. Well, if you're not going to do it, then why even bother? You know, like if it's not realistic, if I establish a goal one, I will at least go once, and then maybe I'll go more. It's going, setting goal one and going twice is better than setting a goal two and going 0 times.
Yes. I know that is indeed a thing that I will do, psyching myself out. But I think also, you know, we have a little bit more momentum. And I don't know. Honestly, having your support really did mean a lot. Like, it was a lot easier for me emotionally sort of last week. You kind of gave me permission to only to have a goal of one, and like I just felt anxiety melt off of me when we had that conversation. So I don't know why my brain is this way, but it is.
Well, it's you gotta play with the cards you're dealt.
It's true. There's you know, there's no other thing. There's getting this old jalopy to work, and that's it.
A duct tape and WD-40.
True. Sometimes you got to drive to Lakeland with a bunch of racks on your head.
I, as a person who's driven across the country with in that same car, I've had cats on my head, basically.
Yeah, you did. You drove through Montana and North Dakota and up over the wall, mm-hmm. as Brad put it.
North of the wall, where all the wildlings live. My goal is the same. I'm just going to stay, do the Ring Fit thing twice,
yeah,
and try and do more, try and also get out, and I want to ride my bike, but I also want to ride my bike when it's not gross outside.
The rain's not good.
No, I don't want to be wet when I'm riding my bike. It's been very rainy here lately, so that's not typical, so hopefully
I'll... It's been very pleasant here. I wish it was colder because it is fucking January, but, you know, it's Florida. We take what we can get.
Right. Everything else is just, you know, keep going. Maintain.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it is. Keep going.
Keep going. That'll do it for us this week. Until next time. See you guys. All right, this is the week 3 check-in for Bro Accountability. Eric, how's it going?
It's tough. I'm ill.
Yeah.
I'm on the mend, but I have not, in particular, I have not been able to get as much exercise as I would like, which is to say basically none. My activity has been really bad. I've been extremely busy.
Well, those two things in conjunction...
It's very hard. It's hard to do everything, you know? I don't know. It is a challenge. I have at least managed to stay pretty regular and on target for eating, so that is a positive thing.
Right. And when you're sick, a lot of normal rules get thrown out the window. You're just trying to survive.
I could feel myself getting very ill in the middle of the day on Wednesday, and my plan that morning was to go to the gym that night. And I'm like, is it really in the best interest of my health to go to the gym and really tucker myself out? And I figured that it actually was not, that I would probably be sicker for longer if I was using my body's resources to exercise and not to, I don't know. I went home and went to sleep as early as I could. And I think that's the last good night of sleep I've got.
Well, it's contrary to what my high school football coaches would yell at me during football practice. It is like a cold doesn't know you're working out.
Yeah.
And go, oh, well, you have defeated me with your willpower.
Mm-hmm.
So I will no longer be a cold inside your body. No, your body's just like, oh, now your body is now recuperating from two things you've done to it. One is get sick and the other is exercise. It is not differentiated between the two. So
I that was the calculus that I did as well. And I have. I have told myself Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and even, you know, sometime Saturday and today that I would go and exercise. But no, I am just trying to get back to where I'm not leaking slime all the time and coughing until my core hurts.
Yes. I mean, I
have been joking that I'm going to count that as a gym day, all the coughing. Heard me cough. I cough like I'm going to die.
Yeah, don't do that. I know you don't.
Nearly blacked out. Like I there was at work. I coughed so hard. Like I I don't know if I had a stroke or something. I almost lost consciousness. I coughed so hard.
Mucinex.
It's not even my throat just gets irritated. I don't think that's what it is. I'm not even coughing stuff up.
Well, I mean, that's the problem. Mucinex helps you do that. It gets you loose inside. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm not going to drill down on that. That sounds horrible.
I met my goal. I did the ring fit twice. I did not go further. I probably should have, but I did not go above and beyond my goal, which tells me that I should probably make my goal harder moving forward. Are you okay?
I don't know why. We just recorded a whole other podcast and I did not cough that much. And now I started talking about this cough and it hurt me.
It's self-aware.
It came to, yeah, it's like the Terminator.
I think that moving forward, I'm going to be a little bit harder on myself, and I think that will help motivate me a little bit more. At least a little bit more, more goals, further, harder goals, because I think at this point I've kind of reached a point where I'm meeting that goal, and I probably should set it a little bit further out so that I go further. Because I feel myself going, oh, well, I've already met my goal. I don't need to work out again. And I'm like, I should be trying harder.
I'm kind of the opposite. You know, I had a lot of success going to the gym more times or doing more work when my goal was more modest. So I think it's interesting that works for you. Or I guess it's interesting for me that it doesn't work for me.
I have been also relatively successful with the dieting. I've allowed myself a tiny bit of lenience with, you know, I ate out once. I ate some macaroni and cheese at the movie theater, but it still was not a ridiculous amount. And I think that's largely the thing that's I've been reflecting on the most. Is just not what I've been eating necessarily, although I have largely been eating rather healthy. It's more about how much I've been eating.
Yeah.
And noticing that I don't need to eat so much as I normally do.
Yeah.
I am okay. I feel good, honestly. I feel like energetic for the most part and healthy. And I'm limiting myself largely to like, hey, I had a plate, I had a bowl, I had a good amount of food, and you know, I look at the calories that I ate, and I go, oh, that's a reasonable amount of calories for a meal.
Yeah.
If I'm eating three meals a day, that is a reasonable amount, 600, 700 calories. And I go, why have I always gone, oh, well, I need more. I need two bowls of food. I need seconds. Why have I done this my entire life? And it's like that is the thing I've been reflecting on more is very much like I've been, you know, trying to be conscious about counting my calories and, you know, not necessarily like, oh, well, I can't eat that because it is it has too many calories. I go, well, how much does it look like if it's a reasonable amount of calories? You know, I had pasta for lunch today, but I had 600 calories of pasta. I didn't have 1500 calories of pasta, and I didn't dump a bunch of cheese on top of it. And if I had eaten pasta for lunch, you know, for most of my life, it means, oh, well, I'll eat an entire box of mac and cheese and a bunch of extra cheese dumped into it. And maybe, hey, throw in some chicken fingers on there just to, you know, flavor it up a little bit with some protein. And I'm like, oh, that was 2500 calories in a single meal. Why on earth do I need to eat that?
I think a lot of your eating habits, at least your adult eating habits, were probably formed when you were a young athlete. And you, I mean, it is not unreasonable for an athlete to eat 1500 to 2000 calories in a meal. It's not even hard.
No, not when you're working out, you know, twice a day for hours at a time.
You don't even need to work out twice a day. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know what your maintenance calories are at your height and weight, but I know mine are a lot. And I was always knowing sort of where that line is has helped me a lot, because like when I talk to a doctor, a fucking actual medical professional, about losing weight, he showed me a shitty photocopied piece of paper that told me to eat 1500 calories a day. And my maintenance calories are twice that. That is irresponsible.
Well, I mean, that's the problem with a lot of doctors, in that, you know, there are certain things where, like, you know, you shouldn't, you know, what a broken leg is. That's not complicated for the most part. Mm-hmm. Like, your leg is broken or it's not. But when people are talking about individual person's weight and how that actually affects their health, and, you know, and there's like a certain point where doctors are still don't know about that, like how well you versus another person, how what they eat and how much they weigh affects their health. And like for a long time, it literally was just, oh, you weigh more than this number from this chart, so you're unhealthy and you need to lose weight. And here's how to do it. You just eat this many calories because you...
we don't pay them a shitload of money to be fucking stupid like that. They think that they could stand to do better.
Well, yeah. Yes, I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying that it's never been a focal point of medicine, because I'll put my tinfoil hat on. We have culturally been wrong about food for a long time and about what is healthy and what is not healthy. And, you know, you know this better than most people, mm-hmm. about low fat diets and sugar.
Well, there's a lot of misinformation, and I think that the things that make people unhealthy, like, even it's a very complicated picture, you know, and I don't think you can really point to any one cause, because you can find populations of people. I mean, a lot of people will agree, like, you should eat like foods that are nutritious, like not focus on calorie density unless you're just doing tons of physical work. Focus on nutrient density. A lot of people will demonize sugar, and it's not ever going to be great for you. But like, I don't know. I don't really think that there's anything, like, you can make anything. You can thrive on anything, but like, I think in general people need to be to some degree active and eat nutrient dense foods whenever they can, and not eat too much. That's also a good thing.
Yes. Be aware of how much food you're eating and how, like, that is large. That honestly is the number one thing. It's just very much like serving size.
And it's why I was harping on you about keeping a food journal. I mean, it's the only thing that keeps me in check anymore, is knowing that, oh, I can't just like eat a bunch of whatever, because I have to think about how much am I putting into my body, you know, and like, and what kinds of things am I putting into my body? Am I going to get an adequate amount of protein? Am I going to get, you know, am I going to, and it keeps me considerably more honest. It really is important and huge. And I don't know, I'm thankful we even live in a world where we can do that. I can't imagine not having this information.
I mean, it's both the best time, because you have all access to all this information, and also the hardest time, because you have access to all this food.
I don't think having access to food is a problem, but, you know, it's one of the reasons that, at least for me, the food journaling helps. Is I'm not just like, I'm like, I decide, okay, I'm going to eat this, and it's going to be this many calories, and when I'm done, I'm done. Yeah. Because when I have things and have the option to eat them or not eat them, well, I'm just going to eat fucking whatever, you know. It is not challenging for me to sit down and eat 3,000 calories in a meal. It is very easy. But I ordered a pizza the other night and tracked the calories that were in those slices. And I had 2.5 slices instead of a whole pizza. It's, I don't know. You just got to beware the hokum.
Beware the hokum. What are your goals for our fourth week, Eric?
I gotta be more, I gotta be more active. I think even if I don't go to the gym, I gotta start putting in some walking. It's just so, God, it's so time consuming. It's so time consuming. But I have to, I think I need to get at least four good walks in. That's probably more important even than these upper body workouts I want to do. But honestly, I'd take getting to the gym and doing an arm and chest or back workout instead, doing that once.
So either or both?
Either or. It would be lovely to do both, but I'm not gonna overburden myself.
Okay. I'm goal three Ring Fit workouts this week. And or hard bike rides. I would include that as well. If I get tired of the Ring Fit, I don't think I will, because it's very good at keeping itself fresh, adding new exercises, adding new goals inside the game as well. So it helps keep it, new, but I think I'm getting a little stagnant, not pushing myself hard enough. So I think three is a good goal for our first month, end of our first month. I think that's a good end for this week. Hopefully by the next time you guys hear this, Eric will be healthy in like 30 seconds from now when you guys hear week four. See you guys again very soon. This is the week four check-in for Bro Accountability. 1 month in. Eric, how you doing?
Honestly, feeling pretty good, you know, despite a lot of stuff that's going on. I don't know.
In the world, you mean?
You know, well, the world is terrible, and I'm upset, and we're not going to discuss that.
Okay. That's fine with me.
We should not. I think we get enough of it.
I agree. How was the fourth week? How did you do?
You know, I haven't been to the gym as much as I'd want. I did get one really killer workout in, which felt so good I had to brag about it on Twitter. But like I was not doing so hot towards the end of last year, and you know, out of breath for the slightest things, and would go to the gym and feel less strong. And I feel in general better, you know, to be able to work out so hard, and I'm not like bedridden now. I'm recovering pretty good. And I feel like I'm starting to get back on track. I'm starting to feel like I'm not going to spend 2020 as a decrepit old man. And I feel a lot less uncomfortable. I had gained so much weight and just felt uncomfortable in my own fucking body. It was awful. I feel a lot better. It's a thing that I noticed this morning. Like, I don't feel that uncomfortable feeling quite so much anymore. So it's, I think, positive trends.
Okay. Positive trends are good.
Mm-hmm. I've stayed pretty honest on my dieting and my food journal. That's been, I think, the major thing. I haven't faltered quite so much on that. Even the nights when I'm like, I don't want to add all that shit up, I didn't go too crazy. I might have been a little bit over on calories here and there, but in general, not really. I'm currently fasting, so I can have a Korean hot pot buffet tonight.
Ah, okay. Just so you
can. And it's miserable.
I was going to say, I've tried intermittent fasting. I can't do it.
I don't know. I think the trick is to be distracted.
I can only do so much Skyrim, and before my stomach's like. Rawr, rawr,
rawr. They say if you power through it, like your body kind of gets hungry on a schedule. And I do. I mean, it's, you know, we've all sort of been there that like, oh my God, I'm starving. And then 4 hours later, like you can't stop and eat and you're not as hungry, you know?
Yeah. You're busy, like, and you're just on your feet. Yeah. Whatever.
Or like, I don't know, you're in transit and you can't eat. You miss a meal and you don't really think about it too much. Your body just, I don't know. I certainly have found that's true with me. But I do find that I get lightheaded and dizzy and tired if I skip a lot of meals. So I tend to try and take my intake, or try and keep my intake more consistent rather than do bullshit like that. What about you?
I did my 3 workouts for the week. I did 2 Ring Fit sessions and 1 good bike ride. My abs hurt because now I have planks in Ring Fit. One of my Ring Fit exercises are planks.
Yeah.
And never did those before. They're very hard on me because I'm out of shape.
Well,
but
you do what you can with what you have.
Yes, exactly. But it's a good thing that it's challenging me still. And I think it continues to challenge me. I've become a proselytizer for Ring Fit Adventure.
Everyone's talking about it. Someone tweeted a picture of that dragon guy.
Yeah, Drago. He's such. And now the level I'm in now, the world I'm in now, I guess it's structured as like overworlds, like Super Mario. And the world I'm in now is there's 4 masters. They each control a part of the body, and so you have to gain them as allies. You have to show them that you are a master of arms, legs, core, and yoga. And guess the name of the core master.
Core master?
The master of the core is, his name is Abdonis.
That's God. What?
The game doesn't take itself too seriously, which I appreciate. But I've did my 3. I have mostly stayed good on my diet. I have found myself a couple times eating a little too much, but I think I'm getting better at recognizing that and not just taking it for granted and going, oh yeah, that's fine. I'll just do that all. And like, no, that was next time. Be more conscious. It's a learning experience, and I'm trying to be less hard on myself.
Yeah.
If I happen to go a little bit over, it's okay. Just next time, be more conscious. That's it.
I think that there's a tough line between holding yourself accountable and being responsible and just beating the shit out of yourself and feeling worse. Because they say that's a thing that people do, is they're just like, well, fuck it. You know, fuck it. I'm going to eat a whole chocolate cake. Who cares? Fuck it. I'm screwed already. So I think like it's important to not do that to yourself.
Right. And that's the thing. I just have to. And frankly, I'm kind of because it's been, we've done this for a month now. And I think it's getting to the point where I don't have to think about it as much. It's easier for me just to recognize, like, no, this is enough food. Relax. Yeah. Calm down. You're not going to die. You're not going to starve to death later in the day because you have 1 less spoonful of rice or 2 less spoonfuls of rice on your plate. You're okay.
I can't do that. I would lose my mind. I have to basically have numbers tell me things. That's the thing that I have success with, all the macro counting and the measuring, is it I'm doing chemistry or something, you know, and measuring things and I'm not exercising willpower. I'm like, this is what the number is.
Right.
And that's, I mean, if it feels like too much, sometimes I won't eat it, but usually I will.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I think I'm just trying to recognize, not even necessarily like, oh, this is too many calories. It's more,
yeah.
Because sometimes it feels like, oh, that seems like, because I do the math generally on anything new. I go, oh, how many calories is this in a serving? How many servings would I be eating? How many calories is that? And that seems like, okay, that's all right.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
sometimes it's where I go, oh, this seems like enough calories, but then I'm eating and then I go, there's more food. And I'm like, it's when you fall into that habit where like, no, I need to clean my plate that I was drummed into when I was a child.
Yes. No, they definitely hit me over the head with that garbage as well.
Don't waste your food, clean your plate, et cetera, et cetera.
I'll tell you what, I would throw so much food in the trash if I didn't have to be fucking fat. Would gladly. Don't do that to your children. We do not live in the fucking Dust Bowl.
Yeah. I think a part of it is that it's passed down when you know, from poor families who have no money, no food, and they're like, well,
yes, we both kind of have. Maybe we didn't grow up like that, but I think our parents, all of them, had that mentality. Like that, we ate much poorer than we were.
Yes, and I am still exercising those demons, trying to like, no,
yeah,
don't look. Put this food back in the refrigerator. It'll be okay. You're not wasting it. Calm down. And I think it's still so. Listen, I'm still learning, and it's I'm trying to. What's the right word? I'm trying to internalize that. Internalize. Yeah. It's okay. Look, I ate food. I feel okay. If you are still hungry an hour or two later, you can then eat more. It'll just be patient. The food will be there. It is not disappearing.
Yeah. It's. I don't know. You think about all the toxic shit that you have to suffer through and unlearn. Like I remember the, cause it was a different thing in like 2012 ish when I lost all that weight, then that I was going full ham on a keto diet and had to kind of unlearn a lot of shame I had around eating at all. I'm like, no, you don't have to feel ashamed for being hungry. You don't have to you don't have to feel ashamed for eating. You need food to live, you know. And it's just it's like, where did all this garbage come from? This fucking poison.
I mean, it builds up over time, builds up over you. At a certain point, I don't know. And certainly I was I always for a long time I was, oh, Robbie's the garbage can. Just give him all your food. He'll eat it.
Yeah. I see other men and like, you know, like with their kids, it's like, oh, I'll eat the trash bread, you know, or their wife or whatever. Like whatever. Just blah, blah, blah. Like, no, I don't know. I want to eat like I want to live.
I mean, and I think that is also just a part of the fact that I was the way I was raised, the way I was expected. And like, oh, yeah, there's actually more food. Yeah, I want to eat it. But I don't want to go to waste. You can't waste food, et cetera, et cetera. It's learning just to say, no, I'm okay. No, I don't want more. No, I like, and it's relearning a lot of very like basic healthy food habits.
They say specifically the whole like forcing kids to clean their plate thing, that it teaches them to ignore what their body's telling them about being full.
Yeah.
And that was, they definitely, I remember basically being tortured about food because, I mean, I don't know, I was a big child and shamed for it and needed to be fed a lot of protein. I would probably be taller and bigger if I was fed right. I don't know. It's a lot of very weird things and a lot of people that were not prepared with good information to deal with it.
Well, I mean, it's, I've talked about this with Yusef on our cooking, our different cooking podcasts about how I was, what food was to my parents and how food is prepared and what food you buy at the store. And, you know, I think you and I and a lot of people in our generation are getting, you know, have come back around to, you shop on the outside edges of the store. You try and get vegetables, fruit, meat, dairy. You get, you know,
right. With my parents' house is full of complete garbage food. Absolute nutritionally devoid garbage.
Right. And that's all the stuff that is relatively fresh and has nutrients in it. Vitamins and
not the garbage, but the outer ring of the grocery store.
Yeah, outer ring of the grocery store. But my parents, certainly my mom cooked, like, she would make chicken or lasagna or whatever, but also it would be like, well, here's a bunch of prepared, pre-made crap from the middle of the store that's in a box or a can, and we use that. And even if it's not like, I made something, but two-thirds of it is stuff that's in a can and it dumped it into the other thing. And it took me a while to understand that that also is a part of what I saw as food and what I saw as, and it's getting away from, I feel lazy. It would be really easy just to go buy a frozen dinner and not make something.
I think that stuff can be good, but I do. At least now I'm. Have I talked about the vertical diet much? I don't think I talked about it.
I don't think so.
I think it's Stan Efferding is the person who came up with the vertical diet, and I've done research, and it's like way that like bodybuilders eat. And I think the reason that that's relevant is they're all roughly my size. So I think that that's, I don't know. I've shifted towards that, but I'm trying to keep my macro. I mean, they track their macros too. So basically it's the same thing, but it's supposed to be better for your digestive health and also trying to get your macronutrition in a good place as well. Simply because, I don't know, I've definitely eaten and not gotten enough vegetables and or maybe kind of been one-sided with things. I don't know. It's been better. Kale is not as terrible as it could be.
Kale's fine.
It's okay. I definitely need to cook it a lot to make it worth eating.
You gotta break it. You gotta break it with your hands to make it. Like, literally make it less tough is just like...
I mean, I steam it with my rice.
Well, I mean,
it comes out fine every time.
But, I mean, I do that before I cook it. Like, I cook it, but I also, like... The Kim taught me that. She's like, yeah, you have to, like, literally just manipulate it with your hands. Like, work some of the toughness out of it. And then throw it in whatever curry or soup.
I've never had that issue. It just tastes like greens to me.
I think you like greens more than me anyway.
I do enjoy greens. I have always enjoyed greens. At least, I say always. I didn't have them as a young person. I had them as an adult. I started eating them right around the end of college. But I do feel better. You know, I'm getting pretty high-ish, you know, moderate high protein. There are some days that, you know, it's not quite as easy, and I'll only get like 180-ish grams, maybe 170 grams of protein. My target is 225. A lot of days I'll get more. I've started incorporating protein powder too because I thought it was watching fucking Simon Miller talk about it, and it isn't. It isn't that, I mean, on a per gram basis for protein, it's not that expensive, really. At least the stuff it looked like reputable brands and surprisingly high protein. I mean, I can't make up my mind if it's disgusting or not.
I mean, I think it depends what you put it in.
I think I'll have it, and every time I'm like, this is fine.
Yeah, that's largely how I feel about it. I mean, it's like, it's fine for what it is.
Yeah, it doesn't, you would think, like, it's chocolate flavored, and you'd think I could pair it with something, but it never really tastes good. It tastes fine. Like, I don't know what it is. I put it in my coffee this morning, and what I ended up with was a huge coffee that tasted a little bit like chocolate and was fine. it was drinkable, but it was not really pleasurable. I don't know. There's plenty of meals that I've made that I really enjoyed, mm-hmm. you know, and were good for me, but protein powder is always like, yeah, that was fine.
So we're a month in. You feeling good after a month?
Feeling a lot better. It was not on a good track. Feeling pretty good about myself.
Okay. What's next week? What is your goals, Eric?
Be nice to be able to work in two gym days. I need to figure out what, like, because my schedule is seemingly consistent. Probably Monday and Wednesday I should go. And it would be nice to do Saturday morning as well. It's a great day to go to the gym, but just wasn't in the cards for today. It's tough to fit this in the schedule.
So two gym visits, yeah. And maybe a stretch goal for a third if you manage.
Well, more is always a stretch goal.
That's true.
There's never, I mean, unless I'm ill or
yeah, that changes everything.
Completely like too sore and hard to move. And honestly, I find that if I'm very sore, mm-hmm. working out, getting a light workout is good for it. You know, it helps me recover faster. So I, you know, it's just overcoming the laziness.
It can be difficult sometimes.
It is. It's the hardest. They say that that's the hardest lift is getting your ass off the couch.
I like that.
Yeah. I've always thought it was funny.
I have a new strategy going into month two.
Sure.
Because I'm comfortable now with the workouts. I am not, like you said, I am not feeling like broken down and immobile.
How does your back feel?
I mean, it's all right.
Is it improving?
Probably a little. Some. I got a new chair, which
good
has helped a lot.
Good.
It's a nice chair that I sit in a lot. So it's good to have a chair that is new. So that has helped, I think, certainly. And I think just, you know, moving around, getting some lubrication to my joints, my spine. All that stuff, I think, has helped somewhat. There's certainly less lingering feeling. Lingering, like, certainly sometimes, you know, if I lay in bed for the same way for, like, 6 hours, then, yeah, I start, you know, I wake up and have a little bit of pain, and then I'll change position and be okay. But I think the exercise is helping. I think it's helping with the sciatica pain, just because I'm gaining muscle that helps support my joints and supports my muscle and keeps everything looser. But I'm more comfortable now. I think because we're worked up a rhythm a little bit, I am less, it's easier like to fight off that laziness. It's easier to get going, but my strategy now, and I'm going to see if I can keep this up. This is going to be like this is going to be a test for myself to see how easy this is. I'm going to try and do a hard workout every other day, depending on when we record this. I don't know how, you know, we vary sometimes depending on our availability, but from every other day, do a tougher workout, and then the off days go for a walk, and hold myself to that, where I will either a hard workout is a Ring Fit session or a good hard bike ride, and then the other days I will go for a walk. That is not strenuous, but keep myself moving.
Yeah, it's even if you're not getting your heart rate up, like we're not meant to sit all day.
No.
Our bodies are not cut out for it. When you think about our ancestors and how much they had to walk every day to do anything, I don't know. It's a tough place having a job or multiple jobs where you sit at a desk and make stuff.
Right.
And go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm going to try and see how I do. I think I can do it, knowing me, knowing how I work, knowing that I feel better now after a month of this. And I think if I can do this, you know, for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, then I'll probably be consistently just my goal every week is just to keep up with that. And this will keep me accountable to that. Because it's honestly, the exercising is not that bad for me. It is the walking that I always put off because, it's like 45 minutes to an hour of walking outside.
Oh, it's so boring.
And I'm like the whole time I'm like, I need to get this work done. I need to do this. I need to do this. I need to do that. And I'm like, well, that's an hour more time I have to work. But then
it's tough. It's tough. At least like lifting weights or something is challenging, you know?
Right.
Walking it's extremely good for you, but it's so fucking dull. And it's so, I don't know. Maybe we need audible audiobooks or something for that time, because that's a big part of it is I don't feel productive just taking that time to walk.
Right.
So I should probably, it's a thing that honestly you and I both should do every day, and I never get a chance to anymore. I think that's a big part of why in 2019 I gained so much weight, as I went from a job where about 30% of the time I'm up and on my feet versus a job where I'm literally can't leave my chair all day.
It adds up.
It does. It makes a huge difference. Like you're when you're not doing those unconscious things that burn calories, everyone uses the word metabolism, but like you're just completely different, you know?
Yeah.
You're not burning calories by being alive as much. And that, everyone papers over it with the word metabolism, but that's what it is.
Yeah. It's when you are on your feet a lot, you end up burning a lot of calories and you're just, you don't, if you're eating a lot, it doesn't matter because you burn them all off. Or burn most of them off, and you don't have to, like, when I worked out in the warehouse in Florida on my feet for 10 hours a day, you know, it was miserable, but I also couldn't gain weight because I burned, you know, probably 5,000 calories a day.
Yeah.
So I could eat whatever I wanted, but, you know, when that suddenly shifts to, oh, no, you don't move much, and, like, you walk to the fridge, you walk to the bathroom, that's your walking, and that's not nearly as much.
That's what's challenging is your eating habits are all based on that.
Yeah.
It's hard to know to scale that back.
But I'm happy after a month. I feel like I feel better. I think I'm glad that you came up with this idea because I think it's been very helpful.
I think it's been good for both of us, and we're pretty good at collaborating and keeping each other accountable at this point. So it's a pretty good fit.
That'll do it for us for week four. We'll talk to you guys next time. Thanks again to Eric for joining me. You can find me on Twitter at Robbie Dorman, and my website is robbiedorman.com. You'll find links there for my other podcasts and a link to purchase my horror novels, including my newest novel, Underneath. Underneath is my horror novel of frozen terror filled with suspense, paranoia, and body horror. It's great for fans of The Thing or The Terror. The show's website is seriofanasist.com. You can follow our Facebook page at facebook.com/seriofanasist. If you like the show, please give it a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast service you use. Tell your friends, subscribe, all that good stuff. It helps me out, helps the show out. I appreciate it. Until next time, thanks for being a fan.